Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen but still believe. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put a finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. It reminds me of the experience when I was working in Toronto. Maybe I shared once in Toronto, I met a new woman who his name is Lydian Barnes. It's a gift of the five wounds on every. By that time, every Holy Friday, he got this experience of the hand and feet with holes, with blood coming out. But that year, it was all the first Fridays, he got the same experience. So with a group of parishioners, we went to see her. I was thinking that she must be lying on bed. But no, when we arrived, she was sitting on the chair, But we caught them under his feet and his hand because the blood is coming out. But this happened only from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. That's exactly the time of the suffering of Jesus. By the time I was leaving, I shook hands with her. I saw the nails hole. Then suddenly the word of God, of Jesus, come to my mind, just like today, the gospel. You believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who have not seen but still believe. Jesus giving me a chance to confirm my faith. Perhaps I presume I have strong faith, but I'm not. But Jesus is telling me, I'm not better than Thomas. And I thank you and thank Jesus for this gift. And through me, Jesus wants to share this experience with all of you. Jesus loves us so much. He gave up all his blood, all his strength for our sake. He loves us so much. Although at times we might not see his figure amongst the troubles of the epidemic situation of the Hong Kong new laws, at times we have doubts. But important is not to lose our peace, inner peace. This peace is from Jesus. No matter what outside world, still Jesus is peace. With himself, of course, also with all of us. He shared this peace with us. we thank Jesus that we know that the only peace is to know Jesus, to have Jesus in our heart. That's the only way. All the disciples, they all went through all the pains. Among the 11 left, the apostles, only John was not persecuted. Not well, he was persecuted, but he was not dead by persecution. But we can see Jesus give us this strength. No matter what situation is, He is with us. We thank the Lord that He give us the strength. Tell Him we believe. At the times, ask Jesus to give us this strength.